A standoff between veteran Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward and the Obama administration over a Woodward article on sequestration. Woodward tells CNN he got a strongly worded response from a White House aide.
It makes me very uncomfortable to have the White House telling reporters you're going to regret doing something that you believe in.
Joining us live, Jim Vandehei, the executive editor of Politico, who's been writing about this. Jim, good morning. This all goes back to an account of Woodward's about who is responsible for creating what we call sequestration. He says the blame goes to the president.
Yeah, that's what this whole tiff is about. In his book about the Grant bargain talks of a couple years ago, he details that the origin of the idea for sequestration originally came from the White House and White House aides. Eventually, it was voted on by Republicans. So it's clear the White House came up with it. It's also clear Republicans voted for it, so they're both at fault. The reason that it's, I think, relevant is that the president, for the last several weeks, has been running around blaming Republicans for sequestration when, in fact, both sides are very much to blame for what both sides privately admit was a stupid idea to begin with, but one that now we're going to have to deal with the ramifications of.
There's also the issue of Woodward claiming that in certain cases, the White House moved the goalposts, something that has been disputed elsewhere besides the White House, but still, it remains a bone of contention.
Yeah, the reason it's both contentious and it's easy for both sides to fudge the real facts is that the sequestration, this idea of having these automatic cuts kick in if they can't come to some kind of spending deal, was wrapped in much larger conversations at the time. You got to rewind the clock to remember that when they came up with the idea of sequestration, the assumption was that John Boehner and Barack Obama would come up with a grand bargain of tax increases, entitlement reform, and spending cuts that would wipe away sequestration and put all of these issues behind us. Unfortunately, because of the dysfunction of government nowadays, they weren't able to do that. All they could do is raise taxes at the end of last year, not do anything on entitlements, do very little on spending cuts, and now because they can't even agree how you would undo sequestration when they both, most of the folks on both sides don't think it's a good idea, because they can't agree on it, they're just going to let it kick in, and we'll now spend weeks trying to restructure what programs get cut when.
So as you write here that this appears, this standoff with Woodward in the White House over, you know, the origins of sequestration is just another indication of a thin-skinned White House. Well, does that have an impact on how they negotiate in sequestration? I just wonder if it causes problems with Woodward. Is it causing problems as well with negotiators on Capitol Hill?
I think there's separate issues. I think, one, there's the relationship between this White House and the press, and I think the relationship has been very tense, particularly in recent weeks, a feeling that this White House doesn't want to share any information with the public via the media in Washington. That's one issue. The separate issue is, how does the president deal with Capitol Hill? I mean, I think what members of Congress, John Boehner in particular, would say is they feel he takes a very condescending view towards Republicans, that he doesn't really want to cut a deal at the end of the day, and that he'll cut a deal on like he did a year ago, and then at the end say, no, I need more tax increases or less entitlement reform. So I think they're different gripes. The gripe from Capitol Hill is they just don't feel there's common ground between the president and the speaker. And what the White House would say is, listen, the president likes dealing with John Boehner, but at the end of the day, the guy's not a strong enough leader to be able to deliver a majority of his members on any grand bargain that they could come up with. So they feel like the president would just be wasting his time trying to cut a deal with Boehner if at the end of the day it can't pass its way through the House, Senate, and then get signed into law.
Certainly no shortage of drama, and for a lot of folks, it is exhausting. Thanks, Jim. Good to talk to you.
Exhausting for me, too. Take care.
Jim Vandehei from Politico.
Money News.